Oh, welcome to the 12 pods of Christmas. Today is the 7th pod of Christmas. Hopefully you have listened to the previous 6 and you know exactly what's going on. And if you haven't, I'll explain very shortly. Today's special guest is Fiona from the Spare Room. So without any further ado, let's gather up all of that Christmas spirit and invite Fiona to the podcast. Hi Fiona, thank you very much for coming on and welcome to the 7th pod of Christmas. You're lovely welcome. To have you here today. How are you?
I'm so excited. Oh,
are we there? Bear with. Are we there? Yeah, you're there. How are you? All right.
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. On a scale of 1 to 10, how Christmassy are you feeling today?
11.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited for Christmas, and recording all of these podcasts is making me even more Christmassy at the moment. So yeah. I'm glad you are an 11. So before you came on the podcast today, I gave you a list of questions. I obviously needed you to prepare some answers for. You have no idea what those questions are for, really. I just told you to answer them as if your chosen animal was answering them. So before we get stuck in, could you tell us, the listeners and myself, what animal you've chosen today, what their name is, and why you've chosen them?
So this is Tofu, and she is a sassy, super sassy Western Hognose, her to Dalmaticus, and she's an albino, as you can see. But she is queen of the house, got an attitude, that's my cat's tail, attitude for days.
She is gorgeous. I love a Western Hognose. My first ever snake was a Western Hognose. So they're really nice. I like them. Yeah, they're fantastic. So the listeners obviously know what's going on, hopefully, if they've been listening. If they haven't, it'll all become clear very, very soon. So if you've got your questions in front of you, your answers to the question, sorry, what I'm going to do is set the scene. I'm going to set the scene and it will all become very clear to you what's going on very, very soon. So let's get some background music going. Hopefully it works because I've been having some issues with it.
Oh, this is beautiful.
It's lovely and Christmassy. So, let's set the scene. It's Christmas Eve, all the shopping is done, Santa's sleigh is fully loaded, and the sun has started to set. It's a cold, crisp evening, and the snowflakes are just starting to fall. Tofu and family are on their way to their Christmas panto. But what song are they listening to on the drive there, and what panto are they going to be enjoying this evening?
Okay, so I asked Tofu, and her favourite Christmas song is The Fairy Tale of New York, just because it's an absolute banger, and she can just go wild to it.
Fantastic. And then, they're obviously on the way to the panto, so what panto will they be enjoying this evening?
So, she's on her way to see Peter Pan Cake.
Nice, I like it. Fantastic.
Because hog noses like to be flat, like pancakes.
They do. They flatten themselves right out. So that's very, very fitting. So Tofu has loved the panto. They really enjoyed it. And now they're back in the car, singing along to The Fairy Tale of New York. They've arrived home, and it's time for Tofu to get tucked up in bed. Just as they're drifting off to sleep, they can hear the jingles of Santa's sleigh faintly in the distance, just as they're nodding off. But what animal in Western Hognose universe will be pulling Santa's sleigh?
Well, I asked her and she said it definitely wouldn't be her or any hog noses because they don't do manual labour.
Yeah.
So she said it seems like a corn snake type of job.
Okay. So, and is that just the one corn snake or the 9 corn snakes like that, like the traditional reindeer?
I'll check. She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. She just wants to see them doing it.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Very, very sassy hog nose as expected. So I like it. That's fantastic. So Tofu obviously had a really good night's sleep. I've just woken up And at the foot of the bed is a small but perfect little Christmas stocking with one perfectly sized little gift in there. So what did Tofu find in their stocking at the end of the bed?
So there was a card inside, and the card said, "To Tofu, I've got rid of all of my snakes. You're my only snake. I love you so much. Love, from Fiona."
And I bet Tofu was over the moon with that.
Yeah. That's so she could be queen princess of the whole house.
So everyone's feeling very Christmassy. The festivities have really started properly now, and Tofu comes slithering down the stairs to see their glorious Christmas tree with loads of gifts underneath it. However, normally in like a human world, there's a star or an angel on top of the Christmas tree, but there's something a little bit different on Tofu the Hognose's tree. So what's on top of her tree?
It is literally just a picture of her. Yeah. She is the star.
That's fantastic. I'm sensing a little common recurring theme here. I like it.
Yeah.
So under the tree is a huge present with Tofu's name on it, and she cannot wait to unwrap it. So in a flurry of excitement, there's wrapping paper everywhere. All of a sudden, she stops, just gasps and stares in excitement as the gift that was right at the top of their Christmas list is sat there right in front of them. But what did they get?
It is a brand new 10-pack of medium-sized mites, and they're all like perfectly defrosted and just ready for her to just go to town on them.
And Hognoses do have an appetite as well. I bet she'll absolutely devour them.
Yeah.
Talking of eating, the presents have all now been unwrapped. They've enjoyed a bit of Bucks Fizz whilst they're unwrapping the presents. And it's time for what I consider the main part of Christmas Day, and that's Christmas dinner time. So what is Tofu's ultimate Christmas dinner?
It's just mice. I mean, she's not picky when it comes to food, as long as there is food. So just a big bowl of mice, perfect.
She sounds like me, but I'm not picky as long as there is food.
Yeah, same, honestly.
So everyone's had their fill, that's Tofu and family. Maybe a little bit too much. So it's time to settle down on the sofa for a movie. Let all that food go down. So what film will Tofu and the family be enjoying this evening?
So I think she would be watching Die Hard, because she can probably relate to John McClane, because she is like the hero of her life.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And obviously, I wouldn't argue with her that Die Hard is or isn't a Christmas film either.
Very true.
Oh, hang on. We're halfway through the film, and everyone's starting to feel a little bit snacky. So what's the mid-movie snack?
I don't think it'll surprise you, to be quite honest. It's just another mouse.
Yeah, are we the same size again, or is she going for like little popcorn-sized mice? Are we there? Yeah, you're there. So, yeah, sorry. Are they little popcorn-sized mice, or are we just going back to the standard mouse?
See, the thing is, if I started buying popcorn-sized mice for her, I would just bankrupt myself, so it's just big ones all the way.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That is that's understandable. So, Die Hard's over. Everyone's food's gone down really nicely. Mm-hmm. They've all enjoyed a bit of a relax, and it's now time for a Christmas tipple and an evening game. So, what game is Tofu playing this evening, and what are they drinking whilst they're playing?
So I think she'd be playing charades, but she'd be really bad at it. She's about to shut up. So like every 3 seconds, she's like hissing the answers and just getting a bit leery with it. But she is having her favourite drink, which is, so whenever I put a fresh bowl of water in her enclosure, by the next day it's like 50% lignocell, and she's in there and she's like, "This is great, I love it." And she's like slurping it up. So it's like a water lignocell chaser. Horrible.
Nice. Fantastic. It sounds like she'd really, really enjoy that. It's not my sort of thing, but each to their own, especially on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, wow, what a day. It sounds like Tofu family have had an absolutely amazing day. And there's only one thing left to do, really, before bed, and that is sing the RepTochat Christmas song. So, if you are listening to the 7th episode in order, I apologise, you're going to have to listen to me sing again. Fiona, the lyrics to the Christmas song will be on screen like karaoke. If you want to join in, you're more than welcome to. As the listeners will know, they're really out of time because it just doesn't work properly over stream. But we'll just, if you want to get stuck in, we'll get stuck in. If not, it's just going to be me making a tit of myself. So it doesn't really matter. I'm going to push the button. It'll take a little second to get on the screen. So yeah, it's time for the RepTochat Christmas song.
Okay. Thank you.
Green and free. On the second day of Christmas, my gift is sent to me. Cheeky Mick, a Santa Claus drove a green and free. On the birthday of Christmas, my gift is sent to me. Three frilled tracks to you, Cheeky Mick, a Santa Claus drove a green and free. On the fourth day of Christmas, my gift is sent to me. Four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky mickeys, and a corn drover within a tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my gift is sent to me. Five big iguanas, four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky mickeys, and a corn drover within a tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my gift is sent to me. Six royal pythons, five iguanas, four blue tree monsters, three frilled dragons, two cheeky mickeys, and a corn drover in a tree. Last one. On the seventh day of Christmas, my gift is sent to me. Seven western hognose, six royal pythons, five iguanas, four blue tree monsters, three frilled dragons, two cheeky mickeys, and a corn drover in a tree.
Hey!
Wow, thank you very much. Don't worry, I sprung that on everybody so far, so we're all just as good as each other. Obviously, I've had a little bit of practice, so I'm shining a little bit better.
What's a
green tree python, but green tree python doesn't sit in the song properly.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, so obviously, as you can tell, with every episode, we're adding an extra animal. So.
Got it.
Yeah, it's going really well. I feel sorry for the people that are like day 10, 11, and 12, really, because it just goes on and on. My wife is sick of it already. So it's Christmassy, really. So that is the end of the podcast today. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed yourself. If anybody wants to go and find Fiona on social media, her links will be in the show notes below. So all that's left to say is ho, ho, ho. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast of Christmas. Tune back in a few days for the next one. Until then, goodbye.